We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
All right, Clint, listen, you played professionally. Hell, you played for the Dallas Cowboys. And the way that game ended, if you missed the way that game ended, the Cowboys had 14 seconds left from the 49er 40-yard line. And they're down by six. This point, they're well in the zone to throw Hail Marys, to throw the ball to the end zone. But they had no timeouts, and Dak Prescott took and ran a quarterback draw and then slid to about the 25 and then tried to get the ball snapped again so they could to spike it to stop the clock. They were unable to do it. They ran out of time without even getting a play to the end zone. I looked at that, and I was just like, I saw it as soon as I saw him take off. I'm like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
And explain to me what the thinking is, because that to me just didn't make sense, because McCarthy defended it, Dak defended it, and they seem to even push almost towards the officials instead of the
They're definitely blaming the officials in this situation. And
everybody but Jerry is.
Right. Yeah, everybody the one signing checks, right? I mean, yeah, it's inexcusable. There is no excuse for how the Cowboys allowed that football game to end. That, first of all, there's 10 different things to talk about in this football game, but the ending is definitely the A topic, right? So it starts with the fact that when you are in that situation, you have no timeouts, right? And you 16 to 18 seconds is where the clock needs to sit if you're going to either run the ball and get tackled inbounds with no timeouts and have time to get up and clock it, or throw a pass and run after catch, get down, stand up, spot the ball, and clock it. You need 16 to 18 seconds. So the decision to run that play, first of all, is a very poor decision or a very arrogant decision. I really struggle with the Cowboys, and all the problems that I have with them can either be ignorant, lack of preparation, or it can be an extreme level of arrogance that you just think you can pull things off consistently that the great teams in this league don't even attempt to do. But we'll leave that at that. The decision to run the play was a piss poor decision. And on this, it's got a timeout now. And on the sideline, the head coach and the offensive coordinator all okayed this. And as you said, they're backing it now. So
that's what I was wondering when it first happened. I said, did Dak just take off on his own? That's what I thought. Like, there's no way someone called that.
No, it's called and it's ran, and they knew he was going to get tackled in bounds. They knew he didn't have any timeouts. Now, did he run 5 yards too far? Possibly. Right? Was the ref a little bit late getting there to spot the ball? Possibly. Yeah, there's a lot of different. But you account in preparing for those types of situations. You account for all of that. And here's the fallout. Right? When Dak gets up, he takes the ball to the center. The center spots the ball himself, and Dak is under the center getting ready to take a snap as if the referee spotting the football or being involved in the play at all is not part of the process. Like, that's the most baffling part of this thing is when you prepare for something like this, the ref is part of your preparation. That you get tackled inbounds, you get up, you find the ref.
Because you know he has to spot the ball.
Has to.
For you to take a snap.
Has to. You talk about it. As you're prepping for this situation, you talk about it in meetings. And in meetings, you say, get up, find the ref, hand the ball to the ref, don't throw the ball to the ref. If the ref needs room, if you got to step out of the way and let the ref spot the ball, get out of the way. offensive line. If you center and the guard got to make room for the referee to get through, make room for the referee to get through. Don't impede him. Don't run into him. Don't trip him. Allow him to spot the football immediately. And you act as if the ref is not even on the field. That's the number one. That's the number one thing for me is it tells me that there was a severe lack of preparation involved in the Cowboys not having a chance at the end of that ball game to win it. I'll put it to you this way. When I was in doubt, Bill Parcells is bar none the best coach I've ever been around, much less played for, but ever been around, ever watched a practice when it comes to preparing for unique situations. Like just anything that he could possibly think of. He had 8 or 9 different situations. And the first week of camp, we install them. And he gives everybody time. I'm talking about everybody on the roster. Every single body on the roster, their offensive and defensive scenarios, right? He would give every – so the whole offense would say a week, right, of install. We're installing these different situations. By the second week of training camp, my man at the end of practice would say, offense on this sideline, defense on that sideline. He'd go, all right, here's the situation. We got 14 seconds left. We're down 6. We got no timeouts, and we got the ball on the 45-yard line going in. Sterner, you're up. And I would know exactly what play. I wouldn't need to communicate with the offensive coordinator. I got in the huddle. I called the play. They already knew exactly what formation they were going to, but we went through the process of calling the play. They would line up. They knew exactly what routes they were running. We knew what protection it was. I knew exactly how many steps I was taking in my drop and what part of the field I was trying to attack, and you executed it. And there was literally 8 to 10 of those different scenarios. And last night, yesterday, you're watching the Dallas Cowboys attack this situation, this scenario, as if they've never done it.
Never.
If the refs don't exist.
Many other players on the team, like nobody else was. There were other receivers who weren't busting
no
it
sense
to get
of
back to the line of line of scrimmage.
Yeah. I mean, so here's the deal. When you got a $40 million a year quarterback, when you got an offensive coordinator that's getting attention for potential head coach vacancies, and you've got a Super Bowl winning head coach that is literally just a game manager, he's not offensive play calling or defensive play calling, you got to get that right. You got to get that. Somebody's got to get that right in that situation. And that was an egregious mistake, an egregious lack of preparation. And it should not be acceptable at the NFL level. That's what losing franchises do. That is precisely why I can't trust the Cowboys.
No, they put it on full display. Clint Sterner running the show, Tyler producing this. The Cowboys put on full display why Clint has continued to say he can't trust them. My silly ass did. I thought they were gonna win this game. But you met Stephen Jones, the son of Jerry Jones. COO and Director of Player Personnel for the Cowboys, spoke on radio today because everybody is calling for jobs now at this point. When you see the way the Cowboys lost and how that happened, especially Mike McCarthy calling for jobs, this was his response about if anyone's going to lose their job over this.
I don't know what you can say, what you want to say, but are you of the belief or are you confident that Mike McCarthy will continue to lead this team next season?
Absolutely, very confident.
Okay, absolutely very confident. That's not Jerry saying it, but that's Jerry's son saying it, a guy who has some power, as you know, in that organization. Do you buy that?
Oh, I don't buy it. I don't. Anything Jerry and Steven say right now, I mean, they're going to stand behind their guy until they fire him, and it could be tomorrow. I mean, no, I don't buy it. I think I'm not one to come on here and call for guys' jobs ultimately, but this is definitely one of those where you've absolutely you have to seriously consider moving on from Mike McCarthy at this point in time. You can't have, again, not a play caller on either side of the football, a game managing head coach, a figurehead who's won a Super Bowl. You can't have him allow this football team, allow your football team to make those kind of mistakes. Like that is it's unacceptable.
It was so many of them. In the game.
Well, that's this other. Can I please outline that real quick? The Cowboys go out there and teams that that botch the ending the way the Cowboys do are also teams that on third down, third and 12, they throw an 8-yard pass and then lateral it across the field and rifle it out of bounds on third down. Like, I mean, it's unbelievable.
That
like,
was the play.
Who does that? I mean, what are we doing here, right? They're the same team that goes out there and fakes a punt and keeps a drive alive.
Killed it. Great.
Right? Great job. What do? They try to do too much. They leave the punt team out there, which I understand why you're trying to do it. And if the other team look up at the clock, and if the play clock gets to 20 and the other team hadn't called a timeout yet, then you run your offense out there. You got a play called. You run the play, and you try to
– They're trying to steal a timeout.
They're trying to steal a timeout. But instead, what you end up doing is you end up getting a delay game. So now you're starting at first and 15. Now you're in an obvious passing situation, and now we're going to talk about how bad the offensive line is because the defense is pinning their ears back and coming and getting you. And you're talking about abandoning the run because it's first and 15. Now you throw the ball 14 straight times. They had 14 penalties yesterday. Dan Orlovsky put, this is stat of the day with the Cowboys. Eight penalties yesterday. Eight of the 14 either took a first down away from the Cowboys or gave the 49ers a first down. Think of that. Eight plays, eight first downs, give or take with the 49ers or the Cowboys. Your penalties gave them or took one away. You can't win football games like that.
And so many of them were pre-snap, which means they're not like effort penalties.
Right.
They're not effort penalties. Yep. They're just jumping off sides, false starts, at home, just killing drives. It was tough to go. Kellen Moore should be on that list too. Because Dak Prescott, we're not seeing him, the best out of him, and Kellen Moore is the one calling the shots there.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.